The government has brought new charges against seven men in Virginia, accusing them of plotting to attack American troops in Afghanistan. The government says the seven were part of a terrorist cell and that they provided aid to Al-Qaeda. The men had already faced numerous charges involving an alleged plot to join an Islamic terrorist group trying to drive India out of the disputed area of Kashmir. NPR's Jackie Northam is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What do you know about these new indictments?
Well, Bob, the 32-count indictment charges the men with, among other things, conspiring to levy war against the United States. And it also says they provided material support to both Al-Qaeda and to the Taliban when it was in power in Afghanistan. The government says the defendants met in Virginia shortly after the September 11th attacks, and that's where they discussed how they could organize training so they could fight against American troops that were soon to be in Afghanistan. And it says that the group's leader is quoted as saying U.S. military forces in Afghanistan would be legitimate targets and that the men had a religious duty to fight against them.
They were already facing charges?
They were, that's right. In June, the seven men, along with four others, were charged with being part of a conspiracy to support what the government called a violent jihad overseas. That indictment says the men traveled to Pakistan, where they received the training from an Islamic terrorist group there that's trying to drive India out of Kashmir. Now, those original charges did not say anything about plotting against the United States, and four of the original defendants have already pleaded guilty to weapons and other charges.
Now, who are these men?
These men, they're all of them are middle-class Muslim men in their 20s and their 30s. Most are college graduates. Some work in the high-tech industry. Others are lecturers at local colleges. They live in the suburbs around Washington, and all but one of the men is an American citizen. In fact, three of them served in the U.S. military as well. Most of them were deeply involved in the American Islamic community, doing either charity work or doing outreach programs, that type of thing. The thing is, they used to love to play paintball games on the weekends. They were real enthusiasts of paintball. And this is where the government contends that the men practiced their military tactics and indeed learned how to use weapons like AK-47s.
What happens next?
Well, the men are due to be arraigned on Monday, and then from there they'll obviously go to trial. It's been a long case in the making, so we'll just see what happens for you.
Now, they're already in custody.
They are already in custody again. They had been charged in June. You know, their community, their family, their friends, the Islamic community saying these are peaceful, loving men. Obviously, they're being targeted for, who they are and what they believe in.
NPR's Jackie Northam.